afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show on this July the 14th. Well, how y'all doing out there? Hope you're doing all right. The weather was halfway decent. Actually, it was pretty good driving in from Waldo. Didn't have any difficulties. I got a couple of drops of rain about halfway here, but hey, nothing to worry about. So I don't know if it's raining where you're at, but in any case, you know, just a fairly nice trip on the way in here. So and it didn't rain down in Waldo today. Didn't have anything. It is currently 82 degrees here in Marion, so not as hot as it could be, right, for July. Well, hey, we've got some trivia to play today, and I've got two tickets to the Wilds to give away to somebody, and then we're going to do a drawing for a Walmart gift card. And when you call in, I'll ask you if you'd like to be put in both drawings, or if you're maybe just interested in the Walmart card, because I know maybe not everybody is interested in the Wilds tickets. So I'll ask you if you're interested in the Wilds tickets when you call in, okay? 740-383-9944. All you need to do for a chance to win, is call and answer one of our trivia questions. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win the Walmart gift card or the tickets to the Wilds, and we will get you signed up for a chance to win. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw our winner. Hey, want to say thanks to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. And he also happens to be my barber as well. So there you go. Thanks so much to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Hey, there's a free vaccination clinic going to take place July 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival, held at Prospect Park. And this is by Prospect Family Medicine, is going to be offering Moderna. And for any questions, 740-361-0781. 740-361-0781. Vaccinate Marion County and more. By the way, the Prospect Ohio July Festival, WWGH, will have a booth there, and I will be there to say hello. I'll be there from around 3 to 7:30 p.m. greeting everyone, so it'd be nice to see you. So if you're going to that festival, stop by and say hi. I'd love to meet you. All right, I think we're ready to go with some trivia. How's that sound? I'll tell you a little bit about my weekend a little later in the show, if I remember. It wasn't too eventful, actually. It was just kind of a nice, quiet weekend, and that's okay sometimes, isn't it? All right, let's get ready to light those phones up. Again, we're giving away two giveaways, two tickets to the Wilds, and then a separate drawing. We're going to give away a $5 Walmart gift card. So I will ask you when you call if you're interested in the Wilds tickets. I'll mark that on the paper so that we can draw accordingly at 4:55 this afternoon. All right, here's my first question. Get ready to call. Which is the world's largest country? What is the official language of Brazil? What is the official language of Brazil? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead. Well, try back. Nobody was there. Let's try this one. Hi, we're on the air.
Spanish?
What was it again?
Spanish?
No, not that, but I'll go ahead and take your name down.
Oh, no, I mean, I didn't get the question right.
Oh, that's okay. We still take you down anyhow. That's okay. Is this Sarah?
No, I don't want to go down if I'm a loser. That's somebody with the right answer to get their name put down. But yes, this is Sarah.
Okay.
The loser.
Well, keep listening and call me back, okay?
I think it was a good guess, though.
It was a good guess. Now, would you be interested in the Wilds tickets?
No. If I get a right answer,
okay.
Then
if you get a right
down.
Answer,
I don't want it.
Okay.
Known as a loser.
All right, Sarah. I got you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Which animal is the flag is on the flag of California? Which animal is on the flag of California? What name is given to geologists who specialize in the study of earthquakes? Which name is given to geologists who specialize in the study of earthquakes? Hi, we're on the air.
Russia.
Russia, that is correct. How are you today?
Okay.
Good. Would you be interested in the Wilds tickets or just the Walmart card?
Just the Walmart card.
And is this Miss April?
Yes.
All right, Miss April, we will put you in the stack, and I will mark you down that you're just interested in the Walmart card drawing, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. You have a good evening now.
You too.
Bye-bye. All righty. Hey, which is the largest river system in the world? Which is the largest river system in the world? Can you tell me that? Which is the most populous and richest state in the United States? Which is the most populous and richest state in the United States? In which state is the Liberty Bell? In which state is the Liberty Bell? We're playing trivia, and we're giving away a Walmart gift card in one drawing, and then in another drawing, we're giving away two tickets to the Wilds. So when you call, I will ask you if you're interested in the tickets to the Wilds, and we'll put you in a drawing, both drawings, or if you're just interested in the Walmart card, we'll put you in a separate drawing for that. How's that sound? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi.
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Oh, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
California has the bear on the flag.
California has the bear on the flag. That is correct. Yes, sir.
Yep, I tried to call a little bit ago. We got cut off.
Oh, okay.
Somehow.
Hey, now, are you interested in the Wilds tickets?
No.
Just the Walmart card.
Just the Walmart, yeah.
Okay, I'll mark you down for that. Now, what's for supper tonight? Are they cooking for you?
They're at the store right now.
Oh, they're picking it up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be a surprise.
My grandson didn't cook it. My grandson cooked last night.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll let somebody else do it tonight. Give me a break.
Oh, there you go. All right. Sounds good. You get to sit back and just enjoy.
All right. Have a good
one. Hey, you too, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, the grizzly bear is on the flag of California. California's got a nice-looking flag, for sure. All right, here comes another one coming through. Hi, we're on the air.
Philadelphia.
Let's see. Yes, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is where the Liberty Bell is located. How are you doing, Ralph?
I'm doing good. Just trying to stay cool.
understood. I believe I left my air conditioner on when I left. If not, the wife's going to have a hot time when she gets home.
That won't be good for you.
She'll say, why in the world didn't you just flip the switch?
I was telling Becky, I didn't think it felt right in here with ours on. I thought it felt kind of warm anyways.
Oh, yeah. Just not quite doing the job, huh?
Yeah, so it don't seem like anyway.
Yeah. Now, are you interested in the Wilds tickets?
No, I have one set of Wilds.
Okay,
so I won't be interested
just,
in the Walmart.
Just the Walmart card for you. Okay, we will jot that down for you, Ralph.
All righty.
Well, hey, appreciate the phone call. It's always good chatting with you. You got any plans for tonight or just going to take it easy?
Well, I've been thinking about the cools off enough to go with my son to do some weed eating, but I'm debating.
Oh, there you go. Right. Yes, indeed. He's got to cool off a little bit before you do that.
That's what I like when it gets down in the evening. Of course, he's got some good shade in the back, but in the front, burns you up.
You're right. Yeah, I got to have it nice and cool to do that weed eating. That's some hard work.
That's for sure.
It is.
Yeah. So you have a good evening there after you get out of there, Nate.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Ralph. It's always good talking to you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, a large wave triggered by an earthquake is called a what? A large wave triggered by an earthquake is called a what? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Is the one answer Texas?
For the biggest state, you're asking?
For the richest and the...
Yeah, the richest and the most populous state? No,
yes.
No,
Texas?
Not Texas, no.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, not Texas. But it's the other big state that you might be thinking of, and not Alaska. 740-383-9944, Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on WWGH. Hi, we're on the air.
Okay, what was that question again?
Was it the, which is the most populous and richest state in the United States with the most...
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. How about California?
California is correct. Yes. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Oh, hot.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a hot one out there.
Yes.
Certainly is.
The first time I've talked to you.
This sounds like Grandma Gay Now. Am I right?
Well, it might be.
It might be. Well, it's good to talk to you.
I know. Okay. It's good to talk to you.
I'm so glad.
You have a blessed day, okay?
You have a blessed day, too, and I'm so glad you called me.
All right.
So good you gave me a ring.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good to talk to her. 4:28 is the time on 107.1 FM, WWGH, and online at WWGH1071.com. We are playing for some Wilds tickets, and I didn't ask her if she was interested in the Wilds tickets. Oh, well. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, is
this
the answer the tsunami?
Yes, the answer is a tsunami. That's correct. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. And what's your name?
Phyllis.
All right,
yes.
Phyllis. And are you interested in the Wilds tickets or just the Walmart
card?
No,
I've been to the Wilds.
Been to the Wilds, so just the Walmart card then.
Yes.
Okay, I will put you in that drawing, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All righty. Which river forms part of the border between the United States and Mexico? Which river forms part of the border between the United States and Mexico? Which are the world's most numerous farm animals? Which are the world's most numerous farm animals? Can you tell me the answer to that one? So here's what we got left. We got, what is the official language of Brazil? What name is given to geologists who specialize in the study of earthquakes? Which is the largest river system? Which river forms part of the border between the United States and Mexico? And which are the world's most numerous farm animals? Hi, we're on the air.
Is that the Rio Grande?
It is the Rio Grande. Yes, indeed. That's what I'm looking for.
No, it only took me 19 calls to get through.
19 redials, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You know, I had one person one time said it took them 30 times to get through. So everybody's jamming our one little line here.
Yes, they are.
Is this Scott?
You're a popular program. Yes.
I guess so. I'm glad everybody's out there.
Oh, yeah. Everybody listens to you.
Hey, well, I'm happy about that. Well, Scott, are you interested in the Wilds tickets or just the Walmart card?
I'll take the Wilds tickets and the Walmart card.
Okay.
Whichever you win,
I will put you down for both. All righty, sure will. Okay, you got anything planned for tonight, or do you get to relax tonight?
No, I'm just sitting here watching traffic go by.
That's what I like to do. I like to do that. I like to look for red and blue cars. For whatever reason, that's the colors I like to look for.
Yeah. I watch for trucks.
Look for different kinds of trucks?
Yeah, trucks that, you know, look nice.
Yeah.
That I'd like to have.
Right, exactly. Yep, kind of shop from your porch, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
None of them's as good as mine, though. Mine's paid for.
Yeah, right. It's always good to have something paid for.
That's the best truck.
Yeah, right. Well, Scott, thanks for calling, and I've got you in the appropriate stack here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one now.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Jump on the available line while it's still clear, 4:32 on a Wednesday afternoon, and we're lighting them up today, giving away a Walmart gift card and for one drawing and Wilds tickets to the other. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Portuguese for Brazil.
Portuguese for Brazil. That is correct. Well, how are you today?
Not doing too bad.
Well, that's good. That's good. Kind of warm out right now, but, you know, I guess it could be 95 or something.
Right. Could be worse.
Right. Now, are you interested in the Wilds tickets or just the Walmart card?
Just the Walmart
card. Just the Walmart card. All right. I have got you down for that.
All right.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Good to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
You're mine.
All right. Mr. David Avery checking in there. Okay. Hey, you are in tune to your favorite radio station, also known as Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Hi, we're on the air.
How about is it cows?
Cows and chickens are tied for number one. You got it.
Is this Judy C?
Okay, Judy C, are you interested in the Wilds tickets?
No, the Walmart.
Just the Walmart. I'll put you in the appropriate stack then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All righty. We got the answer to that one. And as Paul Harvey used to say, page two is all taken care of. And I'll have to give you some more trivia questions on my page three here. I haven't done that yet. Hi, we're on the air.
Chicken.
Yes, cows and chickens. Correct. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, this sounds like Noah. Is this Noah?
Yeah.
Well, Noah, what have you been up to today?
Oh, just trying to fly a kite because I got it from the library and I was, like, just drawing, needed to draw on it because there was nothing on it.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've been drawing, huh?
Yeah, on a kite because there was nothing on the kite after I got it from the library.
Now, is it just a paper kite that you don't fly, or can you go out and fly it? Was it a kind that you kind of collar on that you can fly?
Yeah, you have to collar it first, and then you fly it.
And then you fly it. How fun! So you're going to be waiting for a windy day, right?
Yeah, because today isn't so windy.
Right.
I tried to fly the kite already.
Yeah, got to get out there. It'll be interesting to see how high you can get it, won't it?
I tried to get really high, but it just won't go really high.
Right, okay. All right, well, very good. Well, Noah, are you interested in going to the wilds, or are you just interested in the Walmart card?
I wanted to go to the wild card.
You want to go to the wilds. I will put you down. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling me, and you enjoy that kite, and you have a good evening now, all right?
All right.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, he's interested in going to the wild. So for the wilds drawing, we have Scott and Noah in it. So not a whole lot of folks into the drawing for the wild so far. So that's what we're doing. We're going to ask you the question when you call. Are you interested in going to the wilds? Or are you just interested in the Walmart card? I'll put you in the drawings accordingly because we're doing two drawings. One for the Walmart card and one for the wilds. And, of course, Noah and Scott will be put in the drawing for the Walmart card as well. You know, they called and answered a question, so, you know, you can get in both. But if you're just interested in the wilds, I'll mark you separate, because if you're not interested in the wilds, well, there's no sense in sending them to you, right? Right, if you're not going to use it. Okay, page 3, trivia. What term is used to describe a small quake following the main earthquake? What term is used to describe a small quake following the main earthquake? What term refers to a small river that flows into a larger river? What term refers to a small river that flows into a larger river? Which country is the leading producer, not exporter, of rice? Which country is the leading producer, not exporter, of rice? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Just if I stay out of the heat, I'm doing good.
Stay out of that heat. That's the way to do it.
I just come in a little while ago. I was watching my son. He was trimming for me, so.
There you go. That's good. That's good. He's trimming for you.
Yep.
I don't like trimming myself.
No.
And I don't like mowing, as you know.
Well, my grandson will mow for me a little later this week when we need it. So.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. I see where our buddy set another record.
Yes,
David Rush.
He did it. Number 200.
He said he thinks now it's at 200.
He thinks it's at 200 now.
Right.
Yep.
<That's good. laughs>
Which is fantastic.
That is.
So I'm glad he's a.
I don't know how you can become so proficient in 200 different things, you know, to set a world record.
I don't either.
I'm sure none of them are really easy. You know, it takes a talent or a knack or something.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it sure does. I mean, I can't even juggle.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Well, the after earthquake is a tremor.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's what I'm looking for today. Absolutely.
Got anything planned for the weekend?
Well, this weekend is the little festival down in Waldo.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I did hear that. That sounds like it would be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
They're having a little car driving show on Saturday,
right,
and some country and bands and different bands there.
And you can walk right down to it.
Yep, I can walk right down to it. I don't even have to worry about parking.
Yeah. It sounds like it's... Who was that? Was that the fireman that organized that, or
For years it was called the Fireman's Festival.
Yeah.
And I believe they still have something to do with it, but there's other folks that have gotten involved over the years, and they call it just the Waldo Festival.
Yeah.
I think now
they've
renamed it, but they have different things for the kids now and different booths
set up.
Yeah, and just some food and
you probably get a pretty good turnout. You know, people are anxious to get out.
Yeah, you know, and so it should be a fun little weekend down there.
Good.
So now are you interested in the Wilds tickets or just the Walmart card?
Just the Walmart.
Card. All righty. Well, I will put you in the appropriate stack then.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Ernie.
Thank you, Nate.
Take
Talk
care.
To you later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 20 minutes left in the show already, and we've been having a great time taking your calls. A couple more trivia questions, and then we'll see if we can get to some offbeat stuff that I have for you, including David Rush's record. What is the name of Yellowstone National Park's most famous geyser? What is the name of Yellowstone National Park's most famous geyser? And where do tropical cyclones form? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Giving away a Walmart gift card and a separate drawing we're doing today. We're giving away two tickets to the Wilds. So that sounds interesting to you. Just dial us up. We'd love to talk to you. Hi, we're on the air.
That'd be Old Faithful.
Old Faithful, yes. I got a chance to see that when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, that was pretty neat. Yeah, it was pretty neat. We had to wait till the appropriate time, you know, because it only goes off every few minutes, you know. And so we had to wait there for it. But, yeah, it was pretty neat to see that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, are you interested in the tickets to the Wilds? I don't know if Ralph, I don't think Ralph was.
Both of them.
But, you interested in both of them?
Yeah, the Wilds and Walmart.
Okay, Wilds and Walmart. Okay, I will put you in the drawing for both. All right, Miss Becky.
Okay.
Well, it's always good to talk to you.
You too, Nate.
Glad you got through.
Yeah, me too. I couldn't get through on my phone. My phone's not working right, so I had to use Ralph's phone.
Oh, okay. Ralph has the magic.
Yeah, Ralph has magic. I'll get over off here so somebody else gets through.
All right, Miss Becky.
Talk to you later. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
All righty. There we go. We've got three folks interested in the Wilds. Scott, Noah, and Becky, all interested in going to the Wilds. And the Walmart card. Yeah, no? So they'll be in both. So we'll mix everybody up and have some fun here at 4:55 this afternoon. Hi, we're on the air.
Old Faithful.
Yes, Old Faithful is a correct answer. How are you doing? Well, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I'm glad. And is this Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Well, Lucas, what have you been up to today?
Nothing.
Not a whole lot? Yeah, just having fun and hanging out, right? Well, I'll ask you the question. Are you interested in going to the Wilds, or are you just interested in the Walmart card?
Wilds.
You're interested in going to the Wilds. Okay, I will write you down. Okay, sir, you are in the drawing. Well, I'll tell you what, you have a good evening now, all right?
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. It's 4:44. Nate Redmond here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We've just had solid phone calls since we kicked off the trivia at about 4:20-ish, something like that. I think we got on the air today about 4:15 or so, and been having a great time. Hey, my website, if you get a chance, check it out, radionate.webs.com. I know it's a little bit of a mouthful, but you can type it in, radionate.webs.com. And we're also thankful to the station. We're streaming online, too. And you can find my show posted later at www.gh1071.com. That's www.gh1071.com. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, I had to answer for the river. Was it tributary?
It is tributary. That's a correct answer. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And you?
Doing good. And what is your name?
I'm Fred.
Fred. All right, Fred. Now, are you interested in the Wilds tickets or just the Walmart card?
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to have you do is put my name and put Noah in again, if you will, please.
Okay. All right. Will do, Fred.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 740-383-9944 is the magic number today. And there you go. Hey, thanks to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays, 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And he also happens to be my barber as well. And the inside of his barbershop, he's got all old Army stuff. He's even got an old Army motorcycle in there you can check out while you're getting your hair cut. So there you go. Waldo Barbershop, thanks for supporting the program. Okay, all right. We almost have all the trivia questions answered. Let's see how many we got left, actually. We've got, which country is the leading producer, not exporter, of rice? Which country produces the most rice? Where do tropical cyclones form? What name is given to geologists who specialize in the study of earthquakes? And which is the largest river system in the world? Those are the trivia questions we got left. 740-383-9944. Well, hey, I've got some offbeat news for you right here. And I was talking with Ernie about David Rush, our buddy who likes to set all the world records. The Idaho man broke his 200th Guinness World Record when he stood on a Swiss ball and used a sword to slice through 74 tossed kiwi fruits in 1 minute. David Rush, who began breaking Guinness World Records to promote STEM education about 5.5 years ago, said he earned his 200th record when he captured the title for most kiwis sliced in 1 minute while standing on a Swiss ball. Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, Rush's neighbor and frequent collaborator, used both hands to throw the kiwis into the air for Rush to slice through with his samurai sword. Rush said the feat was one of the 5 most difficult records he has achieved in the past 5.5 years. There you go. Hi, we're on the air.
Amazon is the largest river system?
Yes, the Amazon is the largest river system. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What you been up to today? Anything interesting or boring?
No.
It doesn't matter.
Not much.
I haven't been up to much either. Had lunch with my parents and sat on the porch and came here. That was about it. Now, are you interested in the Wilds tickets?
Well, Noah says yes, so I guess so.
Okay, I will mark you down for the Wilds tickets there and the Walmart card, too. Okay.
All right.
Well, Miss Ashley, I appreciate you calling in. How many times did you have to redial to get in?
Well, I've had phone problems. My phone wouldn't even ring out or anything for a while.
So. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you got in at the end here. All right. Well, we'll get you signed up, okay?
All right.
Hey, you have a good evening now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Miss Ashley got her signed up for the Wilds and Walmart. Walmart and Wilds go hand in hand, at least when you're listening, to Offbeat News and Trivia. A Missouri woman who started kayaking the Mississippi River in May broke a Guinness World Record when she completed her journey 45 days, 8 hours, and 17 minutes later. Tracy Lynn Martin, a Kansas City nurse, nicknamed the Mississippi Mermaid, started her trip May 17th at Lake Itasca in Minnesota, and paddled down the Mississippi River until she arrived at the head of passes in Louisiana. Martin's support team chronicled her journey on the Just Around the Point Facebook page. She said the obstacles she faced during the trip included beaver dams, ships on the river, and numerous bug bites. Martin, who has 2 autoimmune diseases, said she wanted to inspire others with her journey. Quote, "I hope people never give up. If you can dream it, you can do it. Life is short. Don't sit at home in despair. If you have chronic pain, you're going to hurt regardless, so you might as well do what you love." That's what she says. Martin said she is now gathering the required documentation to have her trip officially recognized as a Guinness World Record. Also, a Michigan man demolishing the back landing of his home made a surprising discovery under the stairs. 160 bowling balls. David Olson said he was taking apart the stairs behind his Muskegon home July the 1st when he noticed a spherical object in the sand behind some cinder blocks. Quote, "That was one of the bowling balls. I didn't think a whole lot of it. I was kind of assuming maybe there was just a couple in there just to fill in. The deeper I got into it, the more I realized it was just basically an entire gridwork of them making up the weight in there." Olson told the Detroit Free Press, and he said he continued to dig in the ensuing days and found 160 bowling balls. There you go. You just never know what you're going to dig up in your backyard when you start digging. All right, just a few minutes left until we do our drawing. We're doing a drawing for Wilds tickets, and we're doing a drawing for a $5 Walmart gift card. So if you're interested in these, call and answer one of my trivia questions that I have left. I have left 3 trivia questions. What name is given to geologists who specialize in the study of earthquakes? What name is given to geologists who specialize in the study of earthquakes? Which country is the leading producer of rice? Which country is the leading producer of rice? And where do tropical cyclones form? Where do tropical cyclones form? 740-383-9944. Hey, I want to tell you there's a free vaccination clinic July 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival held at Prospect Park, given by Prospect Family Medicine, offering the Moderna shot. Questions? Call 740-361-0781. That's 740-361-0781. Vaccinate Marion County and more. And by the way, at that Prospect Ohio July Festival, WWGH Radio will have a table there, and I will be manning that table. So stop by and say hi. Hi, we're on the air.
Is the rice Switzerland?
The rice is not Switzerland. No, but good guess. Thank you. All right. Nope, not Switzerland for the rice. A pretty big country that is the leading producer. Okay, we are seconds away from doing our drawing for the Walmart card and the tickets to the Wilds. So it's time to find out who our winners are for today. Okay, we're going to get everybody lined up here so that I got to make sure I keep everything straight here. Okay. All righty. Mix everybody up. And all right. Is it 4:55 yet? Now it is. Right on the nose. Okay, here we go. got everybody in for the Walmart gift card. Here we go. And the winner of the Walmart gift card is none other than Ernie. Ernie, congratulations. You're the winner of the Walmart gift card. And so we will get that sent out to you, my good friend. Thank you for calling. Thank you, everybody, for playing. Now, tickets to the Wilds. Separate everybody out here. Da, 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 da. Wilds for you. Wilds for you. Wilds for you. Wilds for you. And Wilds for you. Okay. Let's mix everybody up. Find out who's going to win 2 tickets to the Wilds Safari. Okay. Here we go. The winner for the tickets to the Wilds, 2 tickets to the Wilds, is none other than, drumroll please, Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. You are the winner to the Wilds. Okay. Ernie and Ashley, congratulations for winning. Ernie for the Walmart card, Ashley for the Wilds. Thank you, everybody that called today. Thank you, Bob, for phoning in. Thank you, April. Thank you, Grandma Gaynell, for phoning in. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Judy C. Thank you, David Avery. Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Ashley and Ernie. Thank you, everybody, for phoning in today, making today a lot of fun. It's been fun going to the phones, finding out who's there and who wants to play and have a good time on Offbeat News and Trivia. Okay, as always, we have just enough time for our Ladies' Corner, and we have a recipe like usual today. You can find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. This recipe will pop up. It is strawberry pretzel dessert. Strawberry pretzel dessert. Here's what you need. 2 cups finely crushed pretzels, 1/2 cup sugar divided, 2/3 cup butter or margarine melted, 1 1/2 package Philadelphia cream cheese, 12-ounce softened, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1 cup thawed Cool Whipped whipped topping, 2 cups boiling water, 1 package, 6 ounces of Jell-O strawberry-flavored gelatin, 1 1/2 cups cold water, and 4 cups of fresh strawberries sliced. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Combine pretzel crumbs, 1/4 cup sugar and butter. Press on the bottom of 13-by-9-inch pan. Bake 10 minutes and cool. Beat your cream cheese, remaining sugar, and milk with mixer until blended. Stir in Cool Whip. Spread over crust. Refrigerate until ready to use. Add boiling water to gelatin mix in large bowl. Stir 2 minutes until completely dissolved. Stir in cold water. Refrigerate 1 1/2 hours or until thickened. Stir in berries. Spoon over cream cheese layer. Refrigerate 3 hours until firm. If that sounds good to you, go to my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. You'll see this recipe pop up with a picture. While you're there, click the follow button. I would appreciate that very much. And you can keep track with different things I send out on Radio Nate. Well, thanks for making today such a success. I appreciate it very much. It's been a lot of fun today. And thank you, thank you, thank you very, very much. I will be back next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. Meanwhile, you can listen to this show and other shows by just going to wwgh1071.com. On the menu there, just click on your archives. Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called archives. And you can listen away at your leisure to not only my show, but all the shows. So check that out. Don't forget, Scott Spears tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 to get you kicked off. He always has a good guest or something interesting to do or say. So don't forget, Scott Spears in the morning, 8 to 10. I'm out of here. Back to Waldo I go. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWTH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And anyway, they were